I wish I was going on holiday. No, my three-year-old daughter, who I know most of you have been following for a while, she's going off to America today for her operation that should help her walk.
Because she's got a type of cerebral palsy, isn't it?
Yes.
And yes. America was the only place that could do this operation, that could let her
walk? Yeah, for her, yeah.
So you guys have been busy raising thousands of pounds, right?
Yeah.
How much did you have to raise?
We needed to raise 40,000.
Wow.
And when we added it up the other day, we had 41,000. So
amazing.
We broke our target. And
how did you do it?
A lot of hard work, but mainly it was just the complete generosity of everybody around us.
Oh, amazing.
It was, you know, amazing.
Because you raised that in just a few months, it seemed.
Well, we started in August and we finished in December.
Good. That's incredible. So,
and how's it feeling now? You've checked in. You've gone through security?
Yeah. No, we're not going through security yet. We've literally just checked in. We're just going to sit, get some breakfast for the kids, and then make our way towards security. And
how are you feeling now?
Nervous, but ridiculously excited.
Now, when is the operation itself?
Thursday.
Wow, that soon.
Yep. That's soon. We've got pre-op appointments Monday and Wednesday, and then the operation should be Thursday morning.
And how does this sort of thing work? Because presumably she won't just, you know, get off the operating table and walk. What's the process after that?
Well, the first 24 hours she'll spend in intensive care, and then the next few days she'll spend on the ward. About 5 to 6 days post-operation, she'll start getting physiotherapy. Because originally the operation will take her backwards in her mobility. And then once she'll be discharged from hospital about a week after surgery, we've then got another 3 weeks where they will build up her muscles with intensive physio. And we're looking at maybe a year to 2 years down the line, we should be able to finally get her up on her feet.
Amazing.
So you've got a massive journey ahead of you, but so exciting.
Yeah, it's a long journey, but it's exciting.
Brilliant. Well, listen, thanks for taking time out of your breakfast, because everybody knows when you're at the airport, that's the best thing, isn't it? That's what you're looking forward to. Are you going for the proper fry-up?
No, my nerves aren't letting my stomach settle down, so I'm going for just some toast.
The good thing about breakfast at the airport is it only set you back about 20 quid a person, so that's all right.
I might need to take out a loan to pay for breakfast.
Yeah, that's what they needed that 40 grand for. The operation's only 20 quid. Lovely speaking to you, and I know you're going to be doing like an audio diary for us as well.
Yeah, I'll start that when we get on the plane.
We look forward to hearing it.
Yeah, well, thank you ever so much for all of the help from absolutely everybody. I mean, we couldn't have done it without everyone. We really couldn't.
Have a brilliant flight. Have an amazing time. I know it'll be tough at times, but all worth it as well. Hi to Jen as well. Wish her luck from us.
Will do.
Has a teddy bear been dragged along?
Yes. She's got her favourite Tigger.
Duh.
She's obsessed with Tigger from Winnie the Pooh, and she's got that with him.